Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here in the attic of my friend, John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads.
I appended it.
What?
Because you don't have it. Like you, I said I'm in the attic of my friend, John Lunger.
Yeah.
But you as a person don't have an attic. It's not like a being John
right.
Malkovich. So I appended house.
Okay.
But I took too long to do it.
Right.
Because I wanted was to make sure that this episode starts off great.
Yeah, and now it's just not.
Yeah, this is an all-time classic opening now. Yeah. This is top five for sure. People are going to remember this. Oh, the one where Glenn thought that people might think he meant John has a built-in attic into his human body, and that's
right,
where Glenn
right.
was?
I would watch that German sci-fi TV series when Netflix buys it, though.
It's like the... What's the Shel Silverstein book with the kid with a door in his head?
I think it was called The Kid with the Door in His Head.
It's not Where the Sidewalk Ends, the other one.
The Giving
cover.
Tree?
No.
That's the other Shel Silverstein one that I know.
No, it's the other collection. Is that Shel Silverstein?
The Giving Tree? Pretty sure.
He did that shit?
Pretty sure. Pretty Don't sure. Know. I would bet the rest of this refreshing Wegmans Passion Fruit Seltzer. On it, and I'm enjoying it very much because we have to turn the fans off in the attic to
yeah.
record, and it's a little steamy up here.
You got the
dragon fruit berry, baby. So I don't know if it's like a blend. I think it's like
dragon fruits are not berries. I mean, they might be in the way that like everything's a
berry right.
like bananas are berries.
Yeah,
but that's not what they mean. It's pretty good.
Oh boy. Well, you know, we're rewriting Wikipedia off the top of our heads, et cetera, et cetera. If this is your first episode with us, no, it does get better. Though
we did
not...
tell people last week, so it could, in theory, be somebody's first episode.
Oh, fuck, and we're not going to re-record this, are we?
No.
We've come too far.
No way. We're 2 minutes, 15 seconds in.
Oh,
there's no going back.
All those new listeners just gone.
There's no going back.
Well, if you stuck around, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it. I don't know. Glenn?
Yes, my friend?
How you doing? Like, how are you feeling in this moment? Let's just check in on our...
Steamy?
Yeah.
It's a hot day.
It is. It
here
was,
in the Lehigh Valley.
It crested 90 for the first time this calendar year.
I installed a ceiling fan this morning with the, help of my father-in-law.
Maybe the proximity of your father-in-law?
He was there while I was trying to install a ceiling fan. Well, the thing is, like, it's not a hard... job, but you do need another person to to very briefly just hold the ceiling fan up while you screw some stuff in.
Sure.
And then that's the only teamwork you need. Everything else is a one-man job. Like I did one when we first bought our house, and I got to that part and I don't think my wife was home or something, so I just called my brother. I'm like, can you come over and help me install a fan? He's like, yeah. And he got there. I'm like, just hold it there for a second. And I did I connected it, and I'm like, thanks. He's like, I came over for a minute and a half. I'm like, I just needed a tall boy to stand and hold this fan.
Well, when I actually have to buy a ceiling fan for our bedroom, so when I do that, I'll call you.
There's a great one. Harbor Breeze, I think, is what we just put in.
What is it, fucking hard seltzer?
It does sound like... the thing
like a wine cooler
a teenager drinks at a party.
Yeah. Like, what do you got? Oh, I got Harbor Breeze.
Got Harbor Breeze.
It's Bayberry. Oh.
It was, I don't remember exactly how much it cost, but less than I would have assumed a ceiling fan would cost. I think like $50.
Yeah, I was going to say they range on the very, very low end, like $40. And then you can pay as much as you fucking want. It goes up from there. But
you
I think
can get crazy ones.
Like the average is around like 75 to like 125 seems to be the range where most fall.
That's
what my life has become now.
Pretty easy to install it.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's a rundown of your activities and your physical well-being. I meant, like, how are you feeling? Like, let's check in on your emotional state.
I feel good that I get back to doing shows.
Yeah, that is good.
I did my first indoor show at Steel Stacks.
Yeah.
It was still remote. All the comedians were back in the Blue Cinema, where I love to be for comedy. I don't, but that's where they do a lot of it. I prefer the blast furnace room. But the comics are in there, and then they're streaming it to the internet.
That's fun.
It was.
I just booked my first in-person comedy show. It's going to be the end of June. Matt Candio and I are going to recreate the movie Anaconda.
Ooh, I don't want none.
I've never seen it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's a J-Lo movie.
Yeah. That was like her first big movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's J-Lo, Owen Wilson.
John Voight.
Yeah, John Voight. Never seen it. Looking forward to seeing it and then recreating it.
Have I seen it? I don't know. I don't know if I have.
Once I confirm dates and all that, I'll post it at johnlunger.com. You can check it out, and then that's how you can find it, people listening.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any coming up.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you have any coming up, let me know. I will also post those on johnlunger.com.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, get all that sweet web traffic for.
I don't know. I don't know
people
anymore.
For a website, people don't go to for any reason. I don't blame them. That's not like a complaint. That's like, it's weird that I have a website. There's no reason for it, but it's there.
Gotta plug those dates, baby.
Yeah, there was a time. Huh. Well, you want to dive in? Do you want to do a Wikipedia page? You want to just get to it?
Let's see.
The sun has set. We have no more natural light coming into the attic. We have to turn the overheads on. It's getting dark. I hope we get a spooky suggestion.
All right. I'm going to pop over to your post.
Ooh, okay.
See what you got. We did my post last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a competition. But you didn't get as many as me from last week.
Yeah, well, I also posted much later in the day than you because I completely forgot. And I was just proud that we both managed to do it.
Yeah, sometimes we forget. So you got 5 on there.
Okay.
They're all pretty good.
Okay.
1 I don't want to do.
All right, well then cross it off.
Give me a number from 1 to 4.
4.
Gabe Mara, past guest, friend of the show.
Oh, Gabe.
Producer of Depression Mode.
Oh, so good.
One of my favorite podcasts to listen to as long as I'm in the right mood to listen to it.
Yeah.
It's great. There's a couple podcasts like that where I'm like, this is incredible, but also like, not right now, please. I need
happy mindless.
Yeah, just.
Like, I'm already depressed. I can't talk about depression right now. But if you're in a good state of mind, it's fucking,
that's what I tell people about like my special, where it's like, oh yeah, like I get why not everybody wants to watch,
right.
Watch this comedy special about depression. Absolutely. I get it. Cause I've had people tell me like, oh, like I know you put, I don't think I'm ready. Cause like my aunt or whatever died like a week ago. I'm like, oh, that's fine. You don't have to listen to it.
Yeah. You're just like, just buy it. But so Depression you have Mode is it, great. And I get my money.
Subscribe to it, and then, you know, when you're in the right headspace, give it a listen. It's really...
you're talking about the podcast now. I'm
back on Depression Mode with John Mo.
Yeah.
Produced by our friend Gabe Mara.
The thing that is the most uncomfortable for me when I'm hanging out with you in public and, like, people come up to you because you're so famous, and they're like, hey, I'm just not ready to watch your comedy special about death and dealing with it. And then you're like, that's cool. You don't have to right now. Just buy it.
Yeah. Still buy it. I do the hard sell.
Just buy it and like just watch it whenever you're ready. But buy it now. And then you make them get their phone out and then purchase
I'm going to watch you order it.
You know that's not great, right?
From my website because that's how I get the most money.
Yeah. You know that's not great.
Like if you buy it from Amazon or whatever, great. Right. I still get paid. But if you just buy it from me.
Right.
And my record.
But you're
paper,
still not answering my question.
What's
you
your
know
question?
That,
I'm
that's,
not even
that's,
listening.
That's not a great. You know that's not a great kind of interaction, right?
Well, you know, which one of us has grapeseed oil money? Like, the system works.
That's true.
What did you say? 4? Gabe Morrow wants to know about the XYZ affair.
I have no idea what that
boy,
is.
No, me neither.
Oh, no. None. All right. Well, let's use some context clues here.
Sounds like a band or a movie.
Gabe is a... he's also the co-host of the Slow Readers podcast.
Yeah.
So he is a very well-read human. He likes books. It's possible.
He's a book?
Loves books. Loves
I would never
movies.
Assumed it was a book. You know why?
Why?
I'm not a fucking nerd.
Give it a rest. God damn it.
I love this
You're
running joke.
You're a fucking science boy. You're a science boy who married a librarian. And you have the audacity to keep making this air quote joke.
I did a great joke on Twitter last week where
somebody, we all know it's great because you had to tell us it was great.
Somebody said, you're on a first date. The person tells you the name of their favorite book. You leave immediately. What's the name of the book? And I said, any book, because I don't date fucking nerds. And then it got no response except for from Jason Brown, who pointed out that I am married to a librarian. And then I pretended to be surprised to find out that she was a librarian.
What?
She's a what? It was a great bit.
Ugh.
Nobody appreciates my tweets as much as I do.
Yeah. The XYZ
The
affair.
XYZ affair. It could be a book.
Could be a book.
It's. I mean, it sounds like the title
of something. Just thinking like, Gabe and I became friends because of the pandemic. He used to live around here, moved to LA. I never met him. And then we did a whole bunch of virtual shows together. And I adore him. He's very smart. He's very charming.
Big fan.
It's possible it's something weird because he knows I love weird shit. So it could be like, bullshit, conspiracy, supernatural something too.
It sounds like the subtitle for like an Encyclopedia Brown book, but
I hadn't thought about it. Remember the Boxcar Children?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. The XYZ affair. All right. Well, it also could be like a Coldplay demo tape.
We haven't done one of these in so long.
Oh,
we have
God.
Nothing where we know no things about it.
The Thomas Crown Affair is an underrated Pierce Brosnan, Rene Russo movie.
Sure. And the,
so good.
The original's McQueen?
I believe so.
I think I watched that once, but for some reason, like, watched the remake of in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Could not get enough of the remake of the Thomas Crown Affair.
The remake's incredible.
Big fan.
So good. I'm probably going to watch it tonight when you leave and I can't sleep.
Yeah, I might throw it on while I play Skyrim. I've burned through all the Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah?
Except for Isle of Dogs. I've still not made it through that one.
How come?
Don't know. I put it on a couple of times and then like fallen asleep because I put them on at like 1 in the morning. But
Okay. The XYZ affair. Gabe, I don't know that I'm ever going to forgive you for this. This better be a thing, too. It's also possible it's some sort of elaborate bit and it doesn't pay off and we go to Wikipedia and
nothing.
There's nothing there.
I don't think Gabe would do us dirty like that.
I mean, maybe.
If he made up a thing that's not a... That,
Here's
that
the thing.
Is in fact
Long-time
nothing.
Listener and gold star suggestion giver Kat Aldrich told us that she always checks first.
Yeah.
She's gold star, though. That's the pinnacle. Her and Rosalie Fry... Her and Rosalie Fry... Great at giving us suggestions.
Just crushing it.
I don't know if Gabe, looked to see if something was on Wikipedia. I didn't explicitly say it needs to be on Wikipedia in the prompt because I was running out of characters and I wanted to have one of those big Facebook backgrounds because they seem to do better.
It sounds like a thing where if the phrase the XYZ affair came up on a pod, like if we were talking and for whatever reason one of us said the phrase the XYZ affair, one of us would say that sounds like a band name, but it doesn't sound like it just sounds like the thing you would say that sounds like a band name about more than it does an actual band name.
Yeah, I don't think it's a band.
Do you think it's like when you're writing and you just throw TK 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 in there to like You'll add it in later?
I don't know. No, because the word affair is what's throwing me.
Do you think it's when all those letters fucked?
Maybe. Right? So like XYZ, or it's like algebra. It's a placeholder.
It's like 789,
right? XYZ, right? You know, but the affair part, that's the part that I'm hung up on. Right? Because like what could that possibly mean?
Is it? Oh boy, is it a way to say a three-way without saying a three-way? Like you're trying to be covert.
Okay. The XYZ affair.
Where you're
affair.
Like, "Oh,
well, okay, I like that."
You know, like I always see like Dylan and Frankie and Monica hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't know who's with who. But right. They're always together.
They're
and a triad.
Well, then they're a triad.
And then but you there this is 20 years ago, right?
Okay,
we didn't have that terminology.
Uh-huh.
Or you're Mr. Roper, right?
Okay, I see where you're going.
And then Jack is there with,
of course,
the Susan Summers and the other one.
Yep.
I don't remember their names on the show because Three's Company isn't very good.
Nope.
John Ritter's incredible.
Incredible?
Like Mr. Roper's trying to figure out what's going on.
Stop. John Ritter's incredible?
Yeah, I stand by my statement.
Incredible.
Incredible.
He's fine.
Incredible.
He's good.
Top tier.
Top tier?
You heard me.
No way. How dare you?
Top tier.
Top tier. Your tears are seriously sus.
Wrong.
Here's okay. I like
as the dad. Him as the dad on Scrubs. You're not going to put that in all time sitcom guest star roles.
I mean, I love Scrubs. He was great as JD's dad, but like all time, no.
Yeah.
No.
Top tier.
No. Hey, so like,
but Mr. Roper, he busts into the apartment. Three's being company, and he's like, what's going on here? Is it an XYZ affair?
Right. So my problem with this is Gabe, his exact suggestion was the XYZ affair.
Okay.
Which makes me think that this was an incident.
That's the original title for Three's Company.
The XYZ affair? I'm not going to rule that out. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's a deep enough cut that I think Gabe's, I feel younger, like he would know it.
Is Gabe younger than us?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is he just taking better care of himself?
He might be pickled. No, I do believe he's younger than
us. Both of us are reclining so hard in chairs that do not recline.
No, oh, God.
Just because it's late and we're tired.
Yeah. I think both of us are like, should we just take our shirts off at this point? It's fucking hot. I don't care. There's no judgment.
Gabe eats vegetables and exercises and looks 25.
He can still enjoy cocktails and not throw make a away sound. 3 days of his life afterwards.
He doesn't make a sound getting out of a chair.
He doesn't hurt himself sleeping. I sprained my wrist last night. I don't fucking know how. I think I like hit it on my nightstand maybe. I have no idea, but like my left wrist fucking hurts today. It didn't hurt when I went to bed. I didn't do anything physical yesterday. Look at me, Glenn. Do you think I did any fucking...
No, I believe
you. Do you think I did anything? I didn't do anything. Just woke up and I couldn't pick up anything with my goddamn left hand. That doesn't happen to Gabe. Fuck!
I sharpened some knives and weed whacked the same morning. And then the whole rest of the day could not use my left arm.
Oh. We didn't have a lawnmower until recently here, and so the first two times I had to mow my lawn in this new house, I did it with a weed whacker.
Sure.
like the vibrations from the weed whacker.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-minute job. It's not a very big yard. The vibration from the weed whacker made it so that like I had to sit down for like a good 40 minutes afterwards.
That's what I'm talking about. My weed whacker's not very heavy. It's an electric one. It's pretty light.
Yeah. What do you got? Craftsman? That's what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta get that. Gotta pick that system. Get that rechargeable battery, baby.
Yeah. I need it. My yard is enormous. It's not, but
the weird flex. Flex, Glenn.
I need two batteries to get the backyard done on its own. So I do it separate days to give them time to charge. But between that, just the shaking of it, making my arms feel weird, and then sharpening knives, which again, not like it's not super.
No, there's no resistance there.
There's a little bit.
Not
right?
Much.
You're pressing down.
I guess.
A little bit for a long time is what it is. Like,
it's just that we're fat.
Could not use my left arm the rest of the day.
So, no.
My beautiful 2-year-old daughter would look at me with all the love in the world and say, pick me up, daddy. And I would say, no. Daddy did two things earlier, so you stay on the ground.
Yeah. I don't remember what we were suggesting about
the XYZ affair
and Gabe. So you think he just might not be familiar with Three's Company?
I think he might be.
He's so media literate that I don't think that that's the case, despite him being younger than us. I think he would be aware of it.
I did not really think it was the name of,
honestly, the best thing we have right now.
I mean, it might as well have been. Oh boy. If it's a if it was a movie, I think I would have at least heard of it.
Is it like a declassified CIA case?
Ooh, like the X-Files, but with two other letters in it?
Well, yeah, but not a TV show, but like, so, like, a, no, like it's, I mean, literally like, a thing. Yeah.
So it's, so X-Files is like aliens and Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Why would be Yetis?
You think?
This is the only thing I think of that start with a Y.
Well, UFOs and Sasquatch both do not start with X. So.
No, well, that's... Well, because aliens came later, you know? Like...
Mm-hmm. Paranormal shit. No, like, X... I mean, like, I don't know. Why do they name... Every mission's got to have some sort of stupid name, right? Like, I don't know. At some point, they just don't try anymore.
Yeah, agencies love naming stuff. Were you ever a kid who would get, like, a blank manila folder and just write, like, a name of a project on it and get so excited but have no idea what the project was?
No, I had a normal childhood. I never got manila file folders.
Oh,
the
my
fuck?
God. Oh, man.
What are you doing
so
as a
my
kid?
Dad had, like, a home office, and he would have, like, office supplies, and sometimes I would, like, take a blank manila folder and just write, like, code name XYZ affair and get so hyped at the possibility of adventure and not put anything in it. There was no follow-up. It was just a fun game naming folders.
No, I was a cool kid who had an alliance on the chat room based Starfleet game on AOL and a pen pal from that who collected geographical coins.
Yeah, you don't have time for
I don't have time
folders.
For that. I was way too cool.
Mm-mm.
I was too busy typing N for North and, like, different shortcut commands to, I don't know, mine resources? I don't even remember what the game was. Ugh.
No idea.
XYZ affair. But, no, seriously, though, is it, like, a declassified, like, government thing?
I don't think the government will call something an affair.
Okay, so is it a name the media gave to something?
Evocative for it to be, like... A media thing with, like, oh, the media loves man, I want pictures of Spider-Man, and I want you to use the word affair in things.
Yeah.
Those are famously J. Jonah Jameson's two favorite orders.
The Mary Jane affair.
That's why Eddie Brock got canned, because he didn't use the affair enough. Got plenty of pictures of Spider-Man. Not as good as Parker.
Hmm.
Wonder why. So.
Do you really wonder why? I can explain it.
It's a thing, like, it has to be an event, right? Or a thing named after an event. Like, let's say...
Like, it definitely, yeah, it is a series of events.
Right. It's a 70s crust punk band, but they name themselves after...
You're getting trapped. It's not a band. I'm 100% that no way this is a band.
No, I'm just, like, I'm just trying to think of what else would call...
Well,
if it's a book called The XYZ Affair, it's about The XYZ Affair, right? I'm saying if it's like a band, if it's like Third Wave 90s Ska, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, you're talking,
or the
you're talking my
affair,
language,
pick
baby.
It up, pick it up, pick it up.
Yep.
But they're named after another thing.
Yes.
Right? They're named after the real XYZ Affair.
Right.
Which so why was? Are we even talking about it? Because that's not what it would be, right? If is Operation Ivy a real thing? Are they named after an actual operation?
I don't know.
I don't know enough about the band or the event they may or may not be named after.
I do love Operation Ivy, though.
If we were doing... Oh, if somebody suggested Operation Ivy...
Yeah. I would be embarrassingly not as good as I should be.
We would do probably the band, right? We would say, oh, it's the ska band.
Yeah.
We might say they're named after, let's say, a Vietnam War thing.
Likely. That's actually a pretty good guess.
But we would have to pick one. We've done that before, where it can be a couple things,
yeah,
we say,
like,
we're this one.
Isn't there like a punk or ska band called Agent Orange, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, there you go. Like, that's a government name for a pesticide or like some sort of chemical weapon?
I think just straight up poison that they dropped on people.
Right.
I think it was supposed to be a pesticide. I think they're like, this will kill bugs and also all of you. Great job. Great job, government.
Take that, Batman!
I don't know anything about what this could be. I think it's
a book, it does give me sort of like a Tinker Soldier Sailor Spy kind of vibe, like that kind of era of espionage. Movie. Yeah, I don't think it's a movie.
Because if it's a movie, I think one of us would have at least heard of it.
Sure,
we might not. It would like that. We did that movie that one time. There was a movie that we didn't see. The Crying Game.
Oh, The Crying Game. Yeah. Oof, boy, were we wrong.
Where we knew it was a movie and that was the only thing we knew about it.
Mm.
So I'm ruling out movie. You're ruling out band. I'm
going to rule out band.
I think book.
Book and or original concept title for the Three's TV show, Three's Company. God damn.
That would be the wildest swing. If we log on to Wikipedia and it's like the XYZ Affair was the original name for the pilot of Three's Company, I would walk out of your house and into the sun.
It's night, so.
No, I mean.
Walk
like,
fast, baby.
I would just go off, like, the end of the every episode of The Incredible Hulk. I would just be thumbing it
down
the
highway. Yeah, you'd be so sad?
Yeah.
He was sad at the end of those episodes.
Well, because of leaving the new friends he made along the way. Because that's the real Incredible Hulk, because all the friends he made on.
Hey, sure. The Incredible Hulk was inside us the whole time. I guess that one actually works.
Yeah, he is in there.
Okay. I feel like we're at a crossroads timeline-wise.
We're running out of time, and we don't even have a category of thing locked down.
No.
Because we still need details.
Well, I feel like we have detail. If we take the Wild Swing of Three's Company.
No, that's plenty of detail.
Yeah, that's plenty of detail. Like, we've got that. I think we need one other conceivable Wild Swing. I think it's going to have to be some sort of, like, scandal.
Okay. JFK banging Marilyn Monroe.
And...
I wish I could think of literally anybody else whose last name was Monroe. That would have been such a good answer to that question.
I was, for whatever reason, thinking it had to do with like the British royal family.
Okay.
But I don't have any. I don't have any reason for that. That was just what was in my heart.
That's where we need to be.
Okay. And it has to do with.
I don't know anything about
it. It has to do with an affair.
Other than that, they probably shouldn't exist. Yeah. I mean, as people, they can exist.
I think it has to do with an affair that, if confirmed, would alter the like whatever the order of succession is to like the throne, like
a King Ralph situation.
Sure.
So. Okay, so you're saying if we can prove the XYZ affair,
yep.
You're not even the queen anymore.
Right.
Liz.
Yes.
It's Ralph. It's John Goodman is the king now.
Correct.
Instead of there was an accident.
I don't remember King Ralph.
And King Ralph, I think there's like an accident at like a parliament meeting and the whole royal family gets exploded and then he's like the next line of succession and he's like just a lounge singer.
I don't know, but that's my guess. That's my guess is the XYZ affair is a conspiracy that the current royal family is not actually the royal family.
Okay, so we're betting it all on Three's Company.
Three's Company.
And maybe the plot of King Ralph.
Yes.
Awesome. We're going to take a break and find out. Honestly, just we're going to find out how bad we whiffed this one. Here we are again. It's me, Glenn Tickle, and my friend John Lunger over there.
Hello! Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to be back to read another one of our
love
ads.
Love reading ads that people pay us $8 for.
Hey, you too can have one of these ads. All you have to do is arrange in advance to get us $8, and we'll do it for you. Hit up Glenn on Twitter, at Glenn Tickle. That's one N, Glenn.
Just one, because it saves ink. Like, it's just why put the time in, you know?
Yeah.
Keep it pithy.
Yeah. I'm at John Lunger, no H in John, but I'm
also
not on
just
Twitter.
One N in John.
Yeah, I'm not that on Twitter anymore. But
I'm not that much either.
Fuck, we gotta
spend all my time on TikTok, baby.
We gotta find a better way for people to get us. But hey, Glenn.
Oh, look, if you tag me on Twitter, I'll find it.
Yeah. Who do we have sponsoring the podcast this week?
This week, the podcast is brought to you by Nitrogen.
Nitrogen. Oh, Nitrogen. My goodness. That's like one of the big ones.
Oh, boy. It's honestly, it's such an honor to be backed by one of the big ones. I mean, it's we got a lot of it, right?
So much of it. Like, take honestly, it, take like, what breath. Are the big three? Like, carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen, right? Those are the big ones
take
in
a,
my mind.
Take a deep breath. Just inhaled a bunch of nitrogen, baby.
What?
Yeah. Most plentiful gas in our atmosphere.
My God, they should have paid way
people
more
think
than
oxygen. People think like, oh, I'm gonna breathe in some. Oh, I'm gonna breathe in some oxygen. Yeah, you are. It's like 30% maybe.
Yeah.
Like, good day is 30%.
Yeah, it's like Kona coffee mixes in America.
It's, you need the oxygen. You don't need the nitrogen, except for that it keeps the oxygen levels low. You breathe pure oxygen.
Oh, you're gonna die.
Oh, you can't. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, nitrogen is like, It's like the process of extracting olive oil and Glenn eating it. He's not going to have that olive, can't do it. But if you nitrogen press it into olive oil, now we're talking.
Do you want your coffee to be a little bit bubbly? Oh. But not, we're not talking seltzer level, just a little.
I want it.
A little bubbly kisses on your tongue. Get some nitrogen in there. I think that's what they do that with. That's why they call it nitro cold brew.
Do you want to play a video game from the 2000s where you're racing speedboats?
Ooh.
Yeah, Nitro Thunder. Baby, can't have Nitro Thunder without nitrogen.
No,
it's literally the nitro in it.
Yeah. Well, nitrous oxide would be the nitro in it.
I hate you so much.
I only know that from the Fast and the Furious movies, of which I've seen, I believe, 1.5.
Ugh. Two, 1.5 too many.
People love those.
I don't get it. They're so bad.
I agree.
So bad.
We're not brought to you by Fast and the Furious.
No,
we
fuck
wouldn't
them.
Take their money.
No,
and
not
we
at
wouldn't
all.
Give them ours. Vin Diesel, I hope you're having a nice day. You seem like a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch your fast car movies.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I would love to have some nitro coffee with you.
Oh, boy. He seems, honestly, even more fun to hang out with than Vin Diesel.
Yeah, seems like a goddamn
They
delight.
Both seem great, but if I'm picking one big, strong man to have a nitro cold brew with.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Bethlehem Zone.
Oh, my God. Kind of. He was here for a little bit.
Enough. He was here more than Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, that I true. Think.
You think what? Use your words, buddy. It's an audio format.
I know that Vin Diesel really likes Dungeons & Dragons, and I don't know if Dwayne The Rock Johnson does. And I think it would be fun to play D&D with Vin Diesel. More fun than having coffee with The Rock.
Hmm. Yeah, I think you're actually right there. Yeah, it would be way... It would. You're right. It would be more fun to play D&D.
Because you know he's getting into
Diesel.
It,
yeah.
Right? Like, I normally don't like it, the times that I've played D&D, when somebody's getting, like, real into character. Like, just... Calm down, Doug. Just say what you're
fucking Doug.
Just say what your guy's gonna do and roll the dice. That's all. We don't need voices. All right. Vin's doing voices. You gotta think
he's only got one voice.
Yeah, but
it's literally like.
It's nice.
I'm Vin Diesel.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Groot was here.
Yeah, he is.
Man, that'd be so fun. Nitrogen, everybody. Use code Vin Diesel's D&D voice for just, you don't need to buy nitrogen. It's just around. Just take a deep breath. Love you. Bye. And we're back.
Oh boy. Are we
here? We go. What do we do wrong? Besides all of it. I didn't even look it up. That's your whole deal.
Well, I mean, Gabe sort of.
Did Gabe do us dirty?
Kind
Gabe wouldn't
of?
Do us dirt. No.
Kind of?
Sweet boy, Gabe Mara.
Yeah. Well, here's the
Lover
thing.
Lover of exercise and vegetables?
Here's the thing. This isn't much of a page, but it is, in fact, a band.
Okay.
However.
I mean, we were pretty clear that it was not.
But here's what I'm going. This is the problem. The XYZ Affair is a band.
Okay.
But there was also a 1797 diplomatic episode known as the XYZ Affair. I'm pretty confident that Gabe did not mean that, but that's what that band is named after. But both are technically the XYZ Affair, though the capital the XYZ Affair goes to the band.
But what's the other one? I'm probably not going to throw the XYZ Affair on Spotify in my drive home. I'm probably going to keep listening to the Flop House.
Okay, so the XYZ Affair was a diplomatic episode between the United States and France.
Oh, so it probably does not affect the British lineage.
No.
Oh, I had such a tasty little nugget of hope.
Yeah,
when you
right?
said the thing you said, I forget the phrase that you used, diplomatic
episode.
Immunity.
Diplomatic episode.
I'm like, holy nuts. Yeah. It's going to be it. It's going to be all about the queen not being the queen, and it's not. It's just some bullshit with France.
So the XYZ Affair was a political and diplomatic episode in 1797 and 1798, early in the presidency of John Adams, involving a confrontation between the United States and the Republic of France that led to the Quasi-War.
Hmm.
The name derives from the substitution of the letters X, Y, and Z for the names of French diplomats Jean-Conrad Hautegoué, X, Pierre Bellamy, Y,
classic
and
Bellamy.
Lucien Hauteville, Z, in documents released by the Adams administration. An American diplomatic commission was sent to France in July of 1797 to negotiate a solution to problems that were threatening to break out into war. The diplomats Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, John Marshall, and Eldridge Gerry were approached through informal channels by agents of the French foreign minister Talleyrand, who demanded bribes and a loan before formal negotiations could begin. Although it was widely known that diplomats from other nations had paid bribes to deal with Talleyrand at the time, the Americans were offended by the demands and eventually left France without ever engaging in formal negotiations. Gerry, seeking to avoid an all-out war, remanded several months.
I know it's his last name.
Yeah.
But when you said his name the first time, yeah. I'm like, if you flip those, it would sound more like a name.
Right.
Eldridge
right.
Gerry.
Yeah, Gerry Eldridge. Yeah.
But then when you're like, Gerry, yeah. Gerry wouldn't bribe him. Gerry got the fuck out of France.
So he was seeking to avoid an all-out war. He remained for several months after the other two commissioners left. His exchanges with Talleyrand laid the groundwork for the eventual end to diplomacy and military hostilities.
Gerry done fucked it up.
Yeah. The failure of the commission caused a political firestorm in the United States when the commission's dispatches were published. It led to the undeclared quasi-war, 1798 through 1800. Federalists, who controlled both houses of Congress and held the presidency, took advantage of the national anger to build up the nation's military.
Fucking Federalists.
Yeah. They also attacked the Democratic Republicans for their pro-French stance and Gerry, a nonpartisan at the time, for what they saw as his role in the commission's failure.
Everybody's just piling on Gerry in this thing.
Yeah.
He stayed months. Yeah. Months longer than those other two dillweeds.
Yeah.
Trying to make it happen in France.
This page is fucking long and I am bored.
Oh boy. It started so good. I was like hooked. I was like, why don't we have a 10-part prestige miniseries about the XYZ Affair? And then you kept going and I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it sucks and it's boring.
Right. So if we jump back to the band. The XYZ Affair was an American indie rock band from Brooklyn, New York. The band consisted of Alex Fetter, Chris Bonner, Russ Maskmeyer, and Sam Rockwell, who met...
What?
It's not that Sam Rockwell.
Head thug Sam Rockwell?
I wish.
Star of Ninja Turtles?
No. They met while attending NYU. Their name comes from the 1979 diplomatic episode known as blah, blah, blah. During the summer of 2007, the band filmed their first music video for All My Friends, featuring former Nickelodeon TV personalities Mark Summers,
I know this song!
Dana Cooksey, Michael Morona, and Jason Zimbler.
Yeah, that's Big Pete, Michael Morona. Mm-hmm. I've seen this video.
Yeah, on July 24th, 2007, the band was voted Band of the Day on Spin.com. And that's literally the end of the page.
because Mark Summers looked so... No, not Mark Summers. Ferguson from Clarissa Explains It All. He was in there.
Yep.
And he, among everybody in that thing, looked so more, so much more different than what people were expecting him to look like, because the last time anybody saw him, he was 14 or whatever.
Right, right.
And now he's like a full adult, as opposed to like Mark Summers. We all know what Mark Summers looked like. He's been an adult our whole lives. Big Pete, we saw him in that one movie.
Yeah,
in college.
Slackers?
Slackers, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, so that's what adult Big Pete looks
like.
We
like,
get it.
Were like, they were like, one of the guy, main characters bribed the others to cheat so they could stay in college or something like that?
I think that's it.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I think Gabe was definitely referencing that band.
Almost certainly. I mean,
for sure. So like, Knock on Us, specifically for me, for ruling out a band. That's my bad. But then the Diplomatic episode, I was at least in the right.
Well, you know what's weird is that the original pilot script for Three's Company was actually about that Diplomatic event. But then in like the development process, they're like, what if Don Knotts is there?
Right.
And he thinks everybody's fucking each other.
Right.
Instead of whatever
Don
French
Knotts,
bullshit.
He originally, his character's name was going to be Talleyrand.
Mr. Talleyrand, you got to tell him, is the premise of Three's Company that they have to convince the landlord that John Ritter is gay?
I'm confusing it with...
But it's the 70s, so they can't say it. So it's just a confusing show when you're a child watching it in reruns?
Honestly, I have not seen that show in more than 20 years. I don't know.
I mean, it's a top-tier performance from John Ritter every time.
Yeah, man's incredible, apparently. Whew, boy.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot. I didn't watch a ton of Three's Company.
I guess, Gabe, presumably you're listening to this. You gotta let us know which one.
Depends
you
what kind of
headspace
he's in. He might be like,
"It's true.
I already feel like I'm making up a whole bunch of dumb bullshit on my own. So like, I don't have the emotional bandwidth to listen to more made up dumb bullshit."
It's true. It's true. But
Gabe, I really do like Depeche Mode a lot. You're doing great over there.
Yeah. Well, reach out to us and let us know which one it was. I'm pretty sure it was the band, but I don't want to speak for you. And until you do, we can't declare a winner, a loser, or a tie, because we just don't know.
Of course we can.
No, we can't.
In what world do we not lose?
God, let me have this, Glenn. My hope is we're going to forget about this and just move on.
I already don't remember what the topic was.
All right. Oh, God. Glenn, anything to plug?
Oh, boy. No. I mean, I still have a comedy special out. It's not on Amazon Prime anymore, but you can get it through Amazon, but don't, because Amazon sucks shit. You can just buy it from me at glenntickle.com directly. You don't even have to buy it. You can just rent it for free from me, because I just want people to see it. Go to bit.ly/goodgriefglenn and upvote that post about making Hulu pick up my comedy special. If it gets to 100 votes, they consider the suggestion. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen, but... I want people to be able to see it, and Amazon sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to do that as soon as I can remember our Hulu password.
But
Hulu's...
Because
you
got to
log into Hulu
better.
To vote. Yeah.
Hulu, I think Hulu's... I don't know if Hulu's run by a maniac billionaire who's ruining the world or not.
I thought it was an NBC property.
I think it was at one point. It may or may not still be. I don't know. Look, I watch a lot of stuff on Hulu. It's great. It used to be bad when they redid the Apple TV app for it. It became completely unusable garbage for a while. They took the search feature off kids' pages, made it impossible to find anything for my beautiful children to watch. It was a nightmare, but they fixed it.
Oh, that's nice. That's
and nice. I just watched their documentary about WeWork. Liked it very much.
Oh, it was a good documentary. It was a good documentary. WeWork, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Shit was nuts. Hey, do me a favor and check out all of season one of Escape the Podcast. It is out. Check it out. Season two is going to be coming later this year. Working on it now. We're very excited about it.
Trapping lots of people.
Go to escapethepod.net. That's the easiest way to find that. It's a real fun show with very funny people, Jaya Peck, Addison Young, Justin Passano, and myself. It's a real good time. EscapeThePod.net.
Big fan of all of those kids.
And hey, shout out to Gabe Mara and Depression Mode. Check that out on the
also
Max Fun
Network. Those kids.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that's it. I don't know. I've got mixed emotions.
We did so bad this time, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like,
we did
I think it's
bad.
Okay for us to completely not know what something is every once in a while. It felt good to be completely blindsided again. We did real well for 3 weeks in a row. From Ferris wheel to ballpoint pens to olive oil.
Did we get some good facts in both of those episodes?
Yeah, well, all three of those episodes. Ooh. And now this one, it's kind of like we fell down a flight of stairs. That's okay. We'll get back up.
It's no Ibogaine.